A 25-year-old in Omaha takes $105,000 from 7 investors and turns it into $143 billion. No insider trading, no market timing wizardry, no complex derivatives or algorithmic trading. Just buying good businesses when they're on sale and then, here's the radical part, doing nothing. Warren Buffett's investment philosophy sounds almost comically simple, yet it contradicts nearly everything Wall Street teaches. While traders chase hot stocks and quarterly earnings, Buffett asks a different question. If I could only make one investment for the next 10 years, what would I choose? This framework has made him one of the world's wealthiest individuals, not through complexity, but through clarity. His approach synthesizes wisdom from 3 mentors into 12 core principles that transform investing from gambling into business ownership. Warren Buffett's fascination with numbers predated literacy. The Great Depression cost his father a banking job, instilling an unshakable drive for financial security. At 11, he bought his first stock, City Service Preferred, learning painfully when he sold early and watched it climb to $200. Benjamin Graham's The Intelligent Investor transformed his worldview. Investing became rational analysis, not speculation. He studied under Graham at Columbia, earning the only A-plus Graham had given in 22 years. After Graham Newman disbanded, Buffett launched his partnership in Omaha in 1956. In 5 years, it soared 251% versus the Dow's 75%. By 1969, despite returns of 1,156% against the Dow's 123%, he disbanded the partnership, wary of market speculation. His 1963 American Express investment during the salad oil scandal exemplified contrarian thinking. While others panicked over $58 million in losses, Buffett confirmed customers still used their cards, committed 25% of partnership assets, and tripled his money. Buffett's philosophy synthesizes 3 influences: Graham's margin of safety, Fisher's focus on superior companies and management, and Munger's preference for great companies at fair prices over strict value investing. The 1972 See's Candies acquisition for $25 million marked his first major departure from Graham. In 1969, Buffett was 85% Graham, 15% Fisher. Today, it's closer to 50-50. Buffett views buying shares identically to buying entire businesses. He simply prefers direct ownership for capital allocation control. His investment decisions follow 12 core tenets across business, management, financial, and market categories, emphasizing simplicity, consistent operating history, and favorable long-term prospects within his circle of competence. He avoids companies solving difficult problems or changing direction fundamentally. Severe change and exceptional returns usually don't mix. He seeks franchises providing needed products with no close substitutes and unregulated pricing, creating a protective moat. The key to investing is determining the competitive advantage of any given company and, above all, the durability of the advantage. Management quality matters enormously. He scrutinizes capital allocation rationality, shareholder candor, and resistance to the institutional imperative, lemming-like imitation regardless of logic. Rational managers invest excess cash only where returns exceed costs, otherwise returning it to shareholders. Financial tenets focus on return on equity and owner earnings, net income plus depreciation, minus capital expenditures and additional working capital needs. This reveals whether management converts sales into actual profits while ensuring retained earnings create equivalent market value. Buffett weighs company value against current price. Markets establish price. Fundamental analysis determines value. A business's value equals its expected net cash flow over its lifetime, discounted at the long-term U.S. government bond rate. He dismisses price volatility as risk, believing business risk is eliminated by focusing on companies with consistent, predictable earnings. He rejects dividing value investing from growth investing. Growth is simply a value calculation. Growth adds value only when return on invested capital exceeds average. Otherwise, it destroys value. Following Graham's margin of safety principle, he purchases only when significant gaps exist between price and calculated value, cushioning against intrinsic value declines while delivering an extra bonus when markets recognize quality. In 1973, Buffett purchased 467,150 Washington Post shares at $22.75 each, $10.6 million total, during a market decline. Through family newspaper connections, he understood the business intimately. Despite an $80 million market value, Buffett estimated intrinsic value at $400 to $500 million based on owner earnings and pricing power. His GEICO connection began in 1950 at Columbia, where teacher Ben Graham served as a GEICO director. Buffett visited and met executive Lorimer Davidson, who spent 5 hours explaining GEICO's distinctive agentless model. When GEICO's operations faltered in 1975-1976, Buffett saw a rare turnaround. The company wasn't terminal, merely wounded, with its core low-cost franchise intact. In fall 1988, Buffett invested $1.02 billion, a third of Berkshire's portfolio, acquiring 7% of Coca-Cola at 5x book value and over 15x earnings. His rationale? If you're going away for 10 years with one unchangeable investment, what would you choose? Coca-Cola offered certainty. The market would grow, the leader would remain dominant worldwide, and significant unit growth was assured. Focus investing means selecting a few stocks likely to produce above-average returns, concentrating investments in these companies, and holding steady during market volatility. Buffett advocates a third path beyond active trading or index mimicking. Know-something investors should locate 5 to 10 sensibly priced companies with long-term competitive advantages and invest at least 10% of net worth in each strong opportunity. This approach centers on probability, identifying investments with the highest likelihood of outperformance while accepting short-term volatility. Buffett uses a Bayesian framework. Take the probability of loss times the amount of possible loss from the probability of gain times the amount of possible gain. Charlie Munger compares the stock market to pari mutuel betting, where odds constantly adjust based on participants' wagers. Just as superior horses offer lower payouts, high-quality stocks often command premium prices that reduce potential returns. The challenge isn't simply identifying the best companies, but finding situations where price, probability, and position size interact to offer attractive returns relative to risk. Buffett's first stock investment at age 11 taught him about patience. After selling Citi Service Preferred, once it recovered from a 30% drop, he watched it soar to over $200 per share, revealing how deeply emotional our relationship with money truly is. Ben Graham created Mr. Market to illustrate market psychology. Imagine Mr. Market as your business partner who daily offers to buy your shares or sell his own. He's emotionally unstable, sometimes euphoric with high prices, other times despondent with bargains. Graham emphasized that Mr. Market's pocketbook, not his wisdom, is what's useful. Most people overestimate their abilities. As Daniel Kahneman noted, one of the hardest things to imagine is that you are not smarter than average. This overconfidence damages investments through seeking confirming information while ignoring contrary evidence. Loss aversion, where losses hurt more than equivalent gains feel good, is perhaps the greatest obstacle to successful investing. Kahneman and Tversky discovered people regret losses 2 to 2.5 times more than they welcome gains. This explains why investors sell winners too early and hold losers too long, exactly opposite of what creates wealth. In a world obsessed with action, Buffett's greatest insight is the value of patience. Market activity exists on a continuum from microsecond trades to decade-long investments. While the left side represents speculation, the right side constitutes true investing. The evidence is striking. Only 1.8% of S&P 500 stocks doubled in any single year between 1970-2012, but 29.9% doubled over five-year periods, equivalent to a 14.9% annual compound return. Despite this, average holding periods have plummeted from 4 to 8 years in the 1950s, 1970s to mere months today. Rationality, basing decisions on reason rather than emotion, differs fundamentally from intelligence. Smart people frequently make irrational decisions. Buffett exemplifies System 2 thinking, reflective and analytical, not intuitive and quick. The financial world sells complexity as sophistication and activity as progress, but Buffett's legacy teaches something different. Wealth accumulates through patient ownership of excellent businesses purchased at sensible prices. His 12 tenets aren't secrets. They're publicly available and fundamentally simple. The difficulty isn't understanding them. It's having the emotional discipline to follow them when markets scream you're wrong. In a culture worshiping speed, Buffett's greatest competitive advantage is his willingness to wait.